All right, here we go. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us, and it's a real pleasure today to talk to a young man who is doing an outstanding job with an outstanding team. His name is Ronald Norrod, and he is the point guard for the Butler Bulldogs, one of the top teams in the nation, certainly probably the top mid-major in the nation. Ronald, first of all, thanks for being a part of our show.
Thank you for allowing me to do this.
You're from Homewood, Alabama. What made you decide on playing for Butler?
Well, I was actually born here in Indianapolis 19 long years ago. And, you know, I had some trouble with, you know, a coach. I committed and signed to Western Kentucky. The coach left after the tournament and went to South Carolina from there. So I actually I decided that, you know, that wasn't probably the best thing for me to go to Western Kentucky. And, you know, my family, you know, we did a lot of searching. You know, I tried to do a lot of things on my own, honestly, and tried to find out things on my own. And, you know, my high school coach actually just told me to step back and pray about it, actually. And so I started to do that. And then, you know, one day it kind of revealed to me, and Coach Stevens happened to call me. And, you know, it's been – I decided that was the best for me. And I decided that's where I was being led to. So I decided to come here. My family's all here in Indianapolis. My mom's side of the family, and it's been it couldn't be better than it's been right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have started I think all but four games, and we're into your sophomore season here. You started all 32 games last year, and you get to play in historic Hinkle Fieldhouse. Growing up in Indiana, you certainly understand the history of that. What was it like the first time you stepped out here and got a chance to play at Hinkle Fieldhouse?
It was awesome. The first game I've ever seen in Hinkle Fieldhouse was the one I played in my freshman year. And I love coming here. And I think the cool thing about it is there could be 4,000, 5,000 people in the stands. There can be 11,000, and it's the same atmosphere. It's the same fans that love you, and they, you know, they support us in what we do, and it's just an amazing atmosphere.
You stepped right in and started as your first freshman game. Did you have a hard time adjusting to this level of play? This is a very physical league, and it's very, very quick, but of course you've got that too.
Right. You know, it's a lot different from high school. In high school, I had a role that was different from the one I have here. And so I had to, you know, find ways to do things differently than I did in high school. And that was a big part of, you know, coming in and starting as a freshman. And one thing I always hung my hat on was guarding. And I think that's what kept me on the floor, the ability to guard people. And I, you know, went out and tried my hardest every day. And I felt like if I did that, then, you know, I was going to get to play. If that wasn't the case, then, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and, you know, someone else was doing a great job as well. So
yeah, you got a chance to step right in against some of the good ones. I know one of your early games was Davidson last year, where you got a chance to guard and do a pretty good job, I think, on Stephon Curry.
Yes, sir.
Is that
yes,
his name, Stephon
yes,
Curry? Tell me about that experience.
It was awesome. It was a challenge that I was definitely looking forward to. You know, I had watched him, and it was my senior year when he went off and led Davidson to the Elite Eight. And so when I saw that we got the chance to play him, you know, I came really focused to that game. And, you know, I think the coaches prepared us well for that and prepared us well for what he was going to do. And I just did what they asked to do, you know, the best I could.
Do you remember a game last year or maybe even this year? Do you remember a game where you kind of said to yourself, I think I've arrived, the aura is kind of off of this, and you walk in with confidence and feel like, I know I belong here?
I think you know, that's something that you kind of have to have coming into it, playing on this level. But it took a few games to kind of get used to it, to kind of get settled. And really the game at Loyola last year, we played really well, and I think we had like a 30-point lead. And it wasn't I've arrived. It was more of I think we have arrived, and I think we have, you know, found a way to play together. And, it, you know, it felt great. And I was actually thinking about that while I was on the bench at a certain time in that game. And I was like, wow, our team is really starting to come together. And that's carried over to this year.
You know, there's been three coaches in a row here at Butler that have done very, very well. And you're here, of course, with Brad Stevens, who's one of the top ones. Butler seems to have gone. It's still called a mid-major, but you guys are one of the top 10, one of the top 15 teams in the country. Do you feel as though you can play with anybody right now? Anybody on the Dukes, the North Carolinas, a shot? Do you feel like that your team right now can play with anybody?
I think we can. I think our coaches, the way they prepare us to play, They prepare us to play the biggest and the best, and I think they do a great job, and I think it comes down to us doing our jobs. And, you know, we lost a few early in the non-conference to a lot of great teams, and that's games that we didn't do our jobs, and because I thought the coaches did a great job. So, yeah, I think we can play with anyone as long as we do what we're supposed to do.
Brad Stevens is obviously one of the top coaches in the country, and he's got one of the greatest records. I mean, he stepped right in as a very, very young coach, and he's got some magic about him. What is it about Brad Stevens that makes him such an outstanding coach?
He's an outstanding person, first of all, and I actually talk to my mom about him all the time. You know, when you can come in a locker room and, you know, and it's more than about basketball. It's more than about wins and losses. You know, he's a man of God, first of all. I used to go to the same church as him. I kind of go to a new church now. But, you know, I've talked to people who knew him growing up, who were who taught him in youth group growing up. And he's been the same person his whole life. You know, he's been a guy that's there for others, a guy who's who sacrifices himself, and I think he does everything the right way. And I think that's really important because, you know, a lot of times now we see coaches who aren't doing things the right way, who, you know, care more about themselves, who care more about, you know, the money. And I think Coach Stevens he's just here for other people, and he's just here to serve.
Great program here at Butler. And our guest tonight is point guard Ronald Norred from Butler. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about it. What has been since you have come to Butler in the year and a half that you've been here now? And I think you started, as I said, almost every game as soon as you walked in the door. What's been your biggest moment at Butler?
My biggest moment? That's a tough question. I had the opportunity to make the game. I guess I don't want to say the game-winning shot, but it was the last shot of the game against Cleveland State last year. It was the day before my birthday. Mm-hmm. I had a few friends from home here, and we played Cleveland State, and they're a great team, and I had a chance to make that shot. And then the next day I came into the office, and I had a big birthday cake for me. And I didn't know who it was from. I still don't know who it's from, but those few days were a lot of fun.
Recently, you went back to UAB and played down there, University of Alabama, Birmingham. And, of course, I've got some ties there since the head coach was Mike Davis. Mm-hmm. But you had a big bunch of fans when you went down there. Is that the first time that you've actually had a chance to play in a region where a lot of your fans could come see you play?
Yeah. I mean,
and who were these fans, by the way?
Okay. UAB is, first of all, less than 10 minutes away from my house in my town. And the majority of the fans came from my church, Trinity United Methodist. And, you know, I got involved with that youth group when I was in 10th grade and, you know, got to watch a lot of kids grow up, got to help lead a lot of kids in that youth group. And, you know, I think they just kind of wanted to come out and support. And I was more than grateful for it.
I heard there were over 155 people there. I'm sure you couldn't arrange all those tickets.
my youth minister, he was telling my best friend who kind of led me into this, who helped me get into this youth group. He was like telling him that we got 50 tickets for the game, and then he called me or texted me, and he's like a week later, he's like, we got people 90 tickets, people who want to come to the game, and it was just adding on and adding on. So it was a pretty cool deal.
Church, I know, has been very, very important to you. Your father, unfortunately, passed away in 2003, as I understand.
That's correct.
He was an AME, an African Methodist Episcopal
yes.
minister.
Yes.
So you have understood the ministry and what it's like to be a PK,
right.
preacher's kid growing up. What's that been like for you?
You know, it's been an amazing experience. You know, like you said, I grew up in the church from the day I was born. I was in church. My whole family has a church background. My granddad, my mom's dad, was an elder in the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and my grandmother was the women's missionary president of the African Methodist Episcopal Church for the whole world. And so my mom is a very strong woman of God, and obviously my dad was a minister. And, you know, it's funny. You grow up in the church, you know, you expect to have a great relationship. I just kind of went through the motions, I think. And it was actually my youth group in 10th grade. And my best friend, David Hayes, he had been asking me for years and years to come join a youth group, come to this weekend retreat at church called Discovery. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go. Well, in 10th grade, I decided, you know, maybe I should try this out. And it's been the thing that's changed my relationship with the Lord, no doubt. And, you know, I grew so much from 10th grade to 12th grade. That time I was in the youth group, and it's been an amazing experience. And I think that right there has led me to the place that I am now in my faith.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me right now where Jesus Christ fits into your life. I mean, you're on the stage. You play before thousands of people. Young kids are looking at you and wanting to be like you, maybe even wearing your jersey if they can find one. What does Christ mean to you?
You know, he's number one. I think, you know, I try my best to everything that I do in honor of him. You know, we pray before games. You know, every single time we pray, you know, I pray that I go out there and that people see Jesus Christ in me when I'm on the floor playing. And I do that. I'm an elementary education major. So that's part of it. And I think a large part of it is, you know, Jesus, what he did was he sacrificed himself for everyone else. He didn't care, you know, who a person was. He loved them. And that's what I'm trying to do in my life. You know, a lot of people will tell you that I'm friends with everyone. And that's true. And it's true. And I do that because Jesus did it. And I think a large part of being a Christian is, you know, following the steps of Jesus and trying to get as close to the life of Jesus that we can. And so I'm trying to do everything, you know, as a point guard of this team. I'm sacrificing for my teammates. I'm doing everything for them. And as a teacher, I'm doing everything for kids and kids who may not ever have an opportunity. You know, I want to try to give them that opportunity because I feel like Jesus did that kind of thing with people in his time.
It's obvious that Butler, not every one of your teammates is probably a born-again solid Christian, but they've got to know where you stand. Do you feel like you have a testimony in the locker room?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This year, there's a – back in high school, I did a thing called Stampede. This is a great story. And it was a Christian thing where we actually met at one of my friend's house. It was like probably 10 people every week. And I met a guy named Hunter Moore who had come over from Clemson University. So I met him, did that for a few years, came to Butler. Last year had talked about, you know, starting a Bible study with the team. And it kind of never got going. Well, this year I get an email from a guy named Bobby Barber. And he's like, "Hey man, I'm new here in Indianapolis. I just came from Clemson University. I work with Campus Crusade. I think we have a mutual friend named Hunter Moore." And I said, "Wow, yeah, I know Hunter very well." And he's like, "You know, can we meet?" So Bobby and I met for a few weeks, and he's like, and I said, "Hey Bobby, think we can get a Bible study started with this team?" So in the fall, we started a Bible study with our team, and I actually sent a text message to everyone asking if they wanted to join. And would you believe it that every single person replied, "Yes, I would like to join." So I think, you know, part of this whole thing here at Butler is it's more than basketball. And we get that from our coach.
Yeah, it's obvious that Brad Stevens brings Christian testimony. You've talked about yours. You talked about the influence you had. We know from our experience that you don't pray to win games. That doesn't help. Sometimes the other team's got a strong chaplain,
right,
too. But where does God fit into a program here? When you get around and you look around, you see guys that are in Bible study and you see other guys that are being influenced and you see your coach. When you go out there, what are some of the things that you pray for as a Christian?
I think I pray for everyone's safety. Coach prays for everyone's safety every game. You know, I think that's really important. We have some values up there. The Bulldog values passionate, team first, service oriented, humility, thankful, accountable. and I think that is the life of a Christian. I think those are values of Christians. And that's part of our program.
Service oriented. You got a basketball team that sometimes you go to school and they say it's all basketball or nothing.
Right.
But you guys do some stuff in the community, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We actually get out in the community twice in the summer and try to do things. I think one of the coolest things we do, and we do it as a team, is we do a soup kitchen down at North United Methodist on 38th and Illinois, in between Illinois and Meridian. And we get the opportunity to go out and serve in the community. And I've done a few speaking things for the community. You know, some guys do more fun things than go speak, like Matt and Willie went and rode elephants at the zoo, which was a cool experience. But yeah, I think that's another thing that kind of goes back to Coach. He really wants us to get out in the community and show that it's more than about basketball.
You know, sometimes there are tremendous opportunities that come with this. And I know one experience that you missed, I think, was the team went to Italy, but you had a broken foot or something?
I had
like
a stress fracture in my shin, my left shin. So I didn't get the opportunity to play. But I thought, you know, I went in it with a heads up. Didn't kind of sulk about that. And I think that's helped me a lot this year because I got to sit on the bench at all the games. I got to kind of hear what the coaches were talking about, see what they were seeing. And, you know, I think that's translated a little bit on the court.
We talked just briefly about the fact that in 2003 your dad passed away. I guess you'd have probably been early high school.
Eighth grade.
How has that affected you?
At first it was tough. You know, obviously it's eighth grade. You know, those middle school years are probably the toughest years of anybody's life. Right. And it was hard. But to be honest with you, it's what's led me to who I am now. And I actually talked about in class that I'm not sad about it anymore. You know, it's not something that I think is negative anymore. I've looked at it as a positive. My dad was a servant. And when I say servant, he was a servant to the utmost. And he did his best to serve others. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what I want to do with my life. You know, I'm not in college to be in a major that's going to make a ton of money. I'm not in a college at a place where I could, I'm not in college to get to a place where I'm at the top of something where people are looking at me saying, oh, look what Ronald Norris is doing. I'm here for other people. You know, I think little things like saying hi to people every day, smiling at someone, giving someone a hug can change a life in a second. And you never know. And so I really try to keep my head up and I really try to, you know, hope that other people are seeing me, seeing that I'm happy and say, you know, why is he always so happy? Why is he always speaking to everyone? And that's because Jesus is in me. He's in my heart.
I'll tell you what, you sure could make people a big fan of Butler basketball, just not from what you're doing, but, of course, you guys are winning a lot. You're in the midst of a big winning streak right now. And, of course, beyond all that is the chance to understand and know a little bit about you. As we close today, is there a verse that maybe you have in your mind or your head that you use sometimes that you think about? I'm kind of catching you off guard here, but I just wondered if you had one.
It's fine. I think a really important one is, you know, worry about nothing, pray for everything. Philippians 4, is it 4:6?
I think something like that.
Yes, it's somewhere around there.
Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything.
Right.
Tell God all your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers.
Exactly. I think that's a huge one. And actually at church right now, we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is like the coolest thing in the world. I really like that. And I think those are huge. And another one, I think it's Matthew 25, where he's talking about, and it's kind of what I've been talking about, the sheep and the goats.
Right.
When Jesus said, you know, you fed me when I was hungry, you clothed me when I was naked, you visited me when I was in prison. And the people were like, when did we do that?
Right.
You know? And same for the people who didn't do it. They were like, when did we not do that? I think that's important. You never know what Jesus is a part of.
Right.
And I think if you go out with a mentality that you're going to try to, you know, help everyone you can along the way, that's unbelievable. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Ronald Norris, it has been a pleasure watching you play tonight get a win over the Detroit Titans. Keep your winning streak going. But more than that, it's been a pleasure getting to know you a little bit and hearing about your Christian testimony. God bless you in the future.
God bless you as well. Thank you very much.
And God bless the Butler Bulldogs.
Thank you.
All right. Ronald Norris, the point guard for the Butler Bulldogs. We will take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face.